So today I'm going to show you how to create a self-paced course within Simplero that is going to allow your participants to move through the course without receiving all of the modules at once, but instead having them auto-drip to them. So we're going to need to set up a couple different things. You're going to want to set up a product, a space, and worksheets. So I'm going to show you each of those, and then I'll show you how to connect everything to get it started. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to go into content, and you're going to create your course. Now I've already got a space set up, so I'm just going to click on that and show you what it's going to look like. So you'll create the space, you'll go into content, you'll have a page for each of your modules. You can set those up, have subpages, whatever it is that you are using as far as your content. Go ahead and add all of your content to the pages, so you'll have everything there. You can do a content block. So this is module one content. This would be my course text. I can add a media file to it, whatever it is that I need. So once you've got all the content, then you're going to go over here into worksheets. And you're going to create a worksheet that your students are going to receive at the end of each module. So you can see here, I have mine titled Module 1 Quiz. It doesn't have to be a quiz. It could be any type of worksheet that is going to be fitting to your course. So maybe it's some questions for them to think about, to journal on when they're done with that module. Maybe it's some kind of comprehension questions for them to go through. A survey that you want to give them so that you get some feedback on that content, or some type of quiz for them. Whatever it is, you're going to go ahead and create that worksheet within Simplero. And so I've already got mine set up here. You would add in your sections. So, you know, question one, add in anything that you might want to have, save those changes, get it all set up. If you've not used worksheets before and you're unsure how to use them and set them up, you can, of course, check out our guides for more information on that. So once we've got our space set up and our worksheets set up, the next thing that we need to do is connect the worksheets to the space. So we're going to go back into our spaces. You're going to go into your content of that space, go to your module, and then you're going to add the worksheet at the end of each page. So you can see here, I've already got it on module one. We're going to go ahead and add the one to module two. So to do that, we just click on add a content block, scroll down, and then you'll see this worksheet option here. And then you just select the worksheet that you want and then save those changes. So you'll go ahead and you'll add each of the worksheets to the end of each of your modules. And then once you've done that, you want to make sure that all of your pages in your modules are set to auto-publish. So to do that, you're just going to go to settings and select the auto-publish option and then save those changes. And then now we're going to go back to the worksheets and we're going to go into the settings there and set them up so that they do auto-publish. So to do that, you're just going to click on settings and then scroll down to this triggers option here. And then you're going to say add a trigger and make sure it's when a response is received. Then you're going to give access to a page in a space, which page, and then you're going to set what the next module is. So in this case, I've already got it set up. So we're going to release module two. Then we're going to go into the module two worksheet. We're going to go to the settings for it, go back and add in that trigger. When a response is submitted, we're going to give access to a page in the space, and we're going to give them module three. And then we're going to save those changes. So now our space itself is set up to be self-paced. So once someone gets into the space, they get access to module one, they're going to go through that course content in module one, they're going to complete that module one worksheet, hit submit, and then now the Simplero will automatically give them access to module two. They'll again go through that module two content, and then they will get, they'll fill out the module two worksheet, and then module three is going to be released to them. So the next thing now that we've got that all set up, is to go ahead and set up the product itself. So we're going to go into products and we're going to create that self-paced product. And then once you've got it all configured, you're going to go into content and then you're going to connect the space to that product. The next step after that is to somehow get them into that space. So you might do that through an autoresponder. You might do that through an automation, you know, sending them that welcome email, giving them the link to their space, just as you would with a live course that they're going through with you. In this case, what I did was I went ahead and released the page to them for module one as a trigger. So as soon as they joined this product, they got access to the space as well as to module one. This could just as easily be done having sent them a welcome email and then auto-publishing the page to them. So you could do that through an auto-response. We could set up the auto-response as a welcome. Type in your copy. And then you've got the option to auto-publish here, and we can auto-publish module one. So then we would create that auto-response. It's saved. So now as soon as someone joins the course, they will get this welcome email. It's going to give them access to the space. It's going to give them access to module one. They'll go through the module one content. They'll complete the worksheet. They'll get access to module two, so on and so forth. Now, if you want them to continue to get an email every time they get each of those modules, what you can do is you can go into automation and you can create in your email library an email. So I'm going to go ahead and set one up here and we're going to call this module two and then the internal name is going to be release. And then you're going to type the email, add it to your email library, and then go back into your content, go to your worksheet again, go to that module one worksheet where you're releasing module two to them, go into the triggers, and again say add a trigger when a response is submitted. This time you're going to send a notification email, excuse me, a templated email. And then choose that module to release email that you've set up and save changes. So now what's going to happen is they're going to go through the module one content. They're going to complete that worksheet. Module two is going to be released to them. And they're going to get an email letting them know that they now have access to module two. And you're going to save those changes. And you can go ahead and repeat those steps. Again, you don't have to create the email, but if you want to let them know that they have access to the next module, that would be the way to do it. So that is how you create a self-paced course in Simplero.